Shoppers with face masks on, tape on the floors to enforce distance between customers, hand sanitizer and plexiglass screens in front of cashiers. Closing stores during the corona pandemic are odd things. But the question remains, will COVID-19 eventually mean the end of fast fashion? We discuss it with Leonie Colombon, fashion journalist and sustainable fashion advocate.
So when I look around my friends, a lot of people cleaned out their closet and don't buy as much as they used to before the coronavirus. And in terms of designers, I also think they are busy with making their brand more sustainable because the coronavirus really made us realize that we don't need as much clothes as we own right now. So in terms of the designers, like a lot of designers gave interviews about not launching as much collections as they did before. So if we're talking about Dries van Noten, for example, the Belgian designer, usually he launches maybe 4 to 6 collections a year. And since the coronavirus, he decided to not do that anymore and just keep it with 1 or 2 collections a year. And that's speaking about the bigger designers, the haute couture designers. But I think fast fashion brands are also going to follow this example. And we don't see that right now, but I think they will follow it as soon as they see that the bigger designers cut back on their collections. I think the fast fashion stores like H&M and Zara are going to do the same thing. Ending fast fashion has nothing to do with customers, if you ask me, but it has to do with the big companies. Like, for example, I stopped buying fast fashion a long time ago. So I buy secondhand designer pieces or I buy pieces from a sustainable brand, but I am not going to make a difference. Even if 1 million people do the same thing as I do, it's not going to make a difference. I think the big company is the one that should make the difference. And, as long as people are going to shop items from them, they're not doing anything about it.